despite the fact that there's a government grant scheme now available for people to apply to, it's really clear from the leading advocate groups, Make Action Group, for example. I had a meeting done in the hotel, in Grand Hotel recently, that there are many shortfalls in this entire scheme. There's financial shortfalls, but there's also support shortfalls, and it's going to be a very complicated process for people to go through. And for me, I just wanted to put a tweet out there that that because this process hasn't been resolved at all in any real meaningful way, that our community is basically literally falling apart and it is destroying the communities in Donegal.
And in a tweet underneath your initial one, you said that it's hard to describe the true emotional effects until you're in the thick of it, in the middle of it.
That's right. I mean, I think all of us who've been dealing with this, and it's our lived experience in Donegal, know the trauma that this is causing, causing in our communities. And it's clear that government officials who are very far removed from the situation in Donegal have come up with a completely unsympathetic scheme that is not going to address everyone's concerns. And it's clear that from the details of what's been published in the last few weeks, that many people are going to be left behind and are looking at financial ruin yet again, despite almost 2 years of homeowner groups engaging with Department of Housing and government officials to try and make the scheme workable. I mean, this is the second chance that the government have had a go at doing this, and it's still not right. You know, we're now hearing language from our local minister, Charlie McConnell, saying that this is a strong scheme. I would dispute that. A strong scheme would be a scheme where everyone is sorted out, not a scheme where you're having to go back to the banks and borrow further money, or a scheme that's sitting leaving pensioners behind because they're never going to get themselves out of this. This is not as strong as it should be. It needed to be addressed fully, and they failed to do that.
And just looking through the replies, many people there are really, really dreading this, and it's stressful and has an enough of an emotional toll then without having the burden of extra debt on you for a home that whenever you first bought it or built it that you thought you had your home for life.
Yeah. I mean that's one of the issues in a nutshell, the financial stress to this. But, you know, you also have to try and factor in the dislocation of communities. I mean, this is people who are embedded in communities with a strong identity and a strong social network that is being disrupted. So now we've got a situation where families are having to move away from their local town because there's nowhere to rent, and maybe have to move to a neighbouring town where their kids have no friends. So they're dislocated from their friend network, their family network. They're now having to try and get alternative routes to the schools. You know, people are having to pay a mortgage on a house that doesn't exist anymore, plus pay for rent for an undetermined period of time until their house is fixed. So, I mean, that tweet really was more about the sort of how our communities are being completely destroyed by the effect of concrete blocks. And, you know, the government had a golden opportunity to fix it. You know, 20,000 people went onto the streets of Dublin to try and raise and highlight that this was a real humanitarian crisis. And unfortunately, that is going to still continue.
Dr. Paul Dunlop, thank you very much for your time.